Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with Seemalita Webb. Today, I thought I would talk about some of life difficulties and some of the tough choices we have to make because life keeps moving, and thankfully we do too. The interesting thing about life is that you never quite know what's going to happen from one day, one moment to the next. And occasionally what happens are things that we would prefer did not happen. And often when I'm faced with a challenge, I try to maintain my composure and think through the opportunities that are at hand. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And I try to focus on realizing that life could be better, but it could be a whole lot worse. So I try to stay in the thoughts of gratitude and keep my focus on my breath and on the situation at hand. A lot of times what helps me is just trying to connect with joy. Even if I'm in a bad situation, I try to connect with the joy in my heart because I trust that that joy is always there. And the other thing is I pray a lot because faith is always the step for me that makes a difference in my life. And so things that would probably have had me in tears and upset 10, 15 years ago no longer faze me. I now understand what is, what's important in life, you know, and my focus has changed. As I grow in age and wisdom, I learn more about priorities in life and what matters. And I use my energy for the things that matter. You know, things happen through the day and I could get upset, but then I think about it and I go, is there a benefit to me being upset? There's not a benefit to me being upset. So then I sometimes just try to relax and just find a good breath. I just try to find a good breath and a focal point. I remember when I was younger, I actually kept pictures of my children on my desk. And so if something happened, I would look at those pictures and say, this is why you're doing what you're doing. This is why you're going through what you're going through. And my children have always been the most important source of my life. And that helps me stay grounded. And so I think that if you could find something in your life that helps you stay grounded, maybe it's a picture of your children or your grandchildren. Maybe it's knowing that, you know, life gets better. Sometimes there's bumps and then, you know, you get through the bumps and you go straight for a while and you might hit a curve. What I think is that we learn as we go. Even when the experiences are difficult or bad, we learn something from them. And as long as we're able to learn, we can make better choices next time. We can find our way through and we can live to challenge another day. So my thought to you is if you're facing a hard time, to just try to breathe. Just try to breathe through it. And realize that most difficult times don't last. And life gets better. You know, I think that's the biggest thing I've learned is that life can get better. Doesn't mean that you won't have sad moments or that you won't need a good cry. And I think crying can be very healthy and very healing. So if you need to do a few tears, do that too. but rely on your faith and let your faith guide you. I think that that is the way to have a well-lived life. Yes. Focus on joy, walk in faith, and move in peace. Until we meet again, have a wonderful day and a beautiful life. Goodbye.